Going to call the Tax Conference Committee to order on May 7th, I think, 2014. So I don't really have a list unless somebody shows up and brings me one. So I'm happy to work off anybody's list, and I think we have some provisions that we can clear out of the way. And I think Representative Slocum and Gazelka and others just wondered if you'd opened your hearts yet. Well, Representative Slocum, do you want to see if Senator Skoy's opened his heart?
Madam Chair,
I think the effort should be made before I talk.
Okay. not sure what that means, Representative Slocum.
Madam Chair, I and Mr. Chair, I am just hopeful that we can these do good, do right by animal people can be given a modicum of relief so that they can continue their good works as they raise money from poor folk like myself. And I'm hoping that we can work something out that will allow us to give this respite. And then from here on, it will also spur the education that is trying to be done by the commissioner, because it will draw attention too for these people where they are remiss, and that they can then go forth and pay accordingly. So it will spur onward the momentum of educating this particular group.
Mr. Chair, before you respond to that impassioned plea, I think Representative Gazelka, or Representative Torkelson also wants to see where the Senate is at.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, I think. I would just remind the esteemed chair of the Tax Committee that this actually does affect my hometown that I've never represented, but do care very deeply about, and I know the volunteers that give up their own time to work in the shelter and take care of the various stray animals that accumulate in any community, and through no fault of their own have fallen behind in their payments.
Senator Skoy, Representative Torkelson's, it's, do you hear about hometown there?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And, Madam Chair, being having had a number of kitties and puppies around the Skoy household through the years, I understand that there are messes to be cleaned up behind puppies and kitties. In the vein of cleaning up messes, as long as we're moving the cleanup detail, could we clean up the durable medical good issue at the same time?
Yes.
I bet you do.
Well, can I just say, but one of them costs money.
Or
costs very little.
And, Madam Chair, recognizing that, I'm pretty sure I can get the Senate conferees to understand that that would be an impact on probably the side of the spreadsheet that we would be trying to cover.
And since we're on amnesty,
yes.
Do we know whatever happened with Farm America? We believe that the finance people have taken care of Farm America, but is that right? That's what everyone's heard. Because I know that Representative Petersburg, that's his community.
Madam Chair, mm-hmm. I have asked to find out from Senator Rosen how we're doing with that. And have we heard anything back, Senator Gazelka?
Mr. Chair, Madam Chair, I have talked to her. She thinks it's going through the finance, and I told her that we need to know if it's other than that because we may not be doing it here.
Mr. Chair, and I did keep asking Senator Saxhog because it came out of his committee, and it's still in there according to him. So.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Chair, I think the House doesn't like that provision, but in the spirit of you opening your heart, we can, Representative Slocum has made a compelling case, as has Representative Torkelson, and I think we can support the durable medical. Just can we put in the bill somewhere that please never come back here ever for any reason ever.
I think in the purpose statement.
Touche. By the way, can we just say we loved the posting that had a purpose statement about the agenda. That was not lost on the House, and we loved that. And
Madam Chair, just so that everybody understands, that was a department and Senate initiative.
Oh, so that's what you're working on together.
Yes.
How to write purpose statements for the agenda to mock the House.
Oh, no. No.
So can Representative Slocum move the puppies and kitties article, Senate Rest?
And I put up together, we move Article 3, Section 32 House, and Article 2, Section 23
Miss Pollack.
Miss Pollack,
Chair,
yes.
I'm sorry, the department had suggested some language on this provision, and I'm actually not sure if we have that amendment drafted yet. I wasn't sure if, Madam Chair, yes. You have it? Okay, thanks.
Ms. Locke has puppies and kitties, I think. Is that right, Commissioner? Why don't you tell us what you want us to do,
Madam
so
Chair,
that Representative Slocum is happy about the animal shelters. So.
Please.
Oh! Yay! Wait, I honestly.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah, Senate rules are very clear about we do not allow props.
However, this is a joint meeting of the House and Senate, and right. And we want to see that again. So can we see that again?
Well, it's a little bit better than
somebody
the three-legged stool.
Show us that again. That was fantastic.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I think I'm red right now.
Oh, look at that. Awesome. This is fantastic.
This is perfect.
This is perfect.
Oh, this is Jenny's
story. Oh, this is great.
Oh, my heart size increased twice.
Well, come on. Let's see the flag. There it is. Yay. Surrender. Oh, thank you so much.
Well, Madam Chair,
Commissioner.
members of the committee, we've taken this obviously very seriously over the last few days. And, you know, I actually bought a dog from the Humane Society, a survivor dog, and we took good care. Katie had a nice long life with us. But anyway, one of the things that we really didn't want to accomplish, as we have talked about this issue in all seriousness, we really did want to. What we wanted to accomplish was going forward, making sure that everyone in this industry understood the rules and played by the rules, and because they're doing great work. We know they're doing great work in all these communities, and we want to support that. So what we wanted to propose was some language that we've handed out where we would have an active voluntary compliance program beginning after this session and that would go till the end of the year, where we would reach out and contact all the people that we know about, all the organizations out there, and make sure that we have them enlisted. And as part of that program, voluntary compliance program, we would not seek any penalties for any past or taxes for past due liability during this voluntary compliance program. So the voluntary compliance program would allow all current organizations to sign an agreement before the end of the year. And if they did so and started collecting taxes going forward, then we would have a situation where they would not owe any past tax liability. And even if they're under current audit, they could participate in this program and make sure that they're in full compliance. So we thought that was the spirit of what the committee was trying to do, and to try to get rid of my Commissioner Grinch title once and for all. We would propose this as an alternative for the committee to consider.
Well, Commissioner, thank you so much. Commissioner, please.
Madam Chair, it was pointed out to me, I should make it clear, this is for animal shelters only. So,
yes.
As the title says.
And did everyone see the little legislations right here? Mm-hmm. And his heart grew three sizes that day. Nice.
Madam Chair.
Representative Slocum, what is your motion?
My motion is that we accept A73 as our amendment to Article 3, Section 32.
Okay, discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. That is adopted. Thank you so much, Commissioner. Thank you, Representative Slocum. And thank you, Representative Gazelka. Senator Rest. Oh, yes. We need the base amendment, Representative Slocum, which... If
I would like to move that we take Article 3, Section 32 as amended with A73.
And? We'll do that next. Okay. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. That's been adopted. Senator Rest.
I move that we adopt Article 2, Sections 23 and 24 of the Senate.
Madam Chair.
Ms. Pollack. McQuay? Ms. Pollack.
Madam Chair and members, there is also an amendment that has been reviewed by Senate and House staff and suggested by the Department on the medical devices.
Oh, do we have that one?
Madam Chair, it's the A69.
Does anyone have the A69 for the committee?
It is being passed out.
Oh, great. Perfect. So Senator Rest, after she sees it, will move the A69.
What I need to understand is... what this is doing.
Ms. Pollack.
Madam Chair and members, this amendment would specify that the retroactive exemption applies only to the vendors that purchased that sold these particular types of equipment and did not collect sales tax at the time, but did remit either through the regular remittance schedule or through an audit. And so the refund provisions would only apply to those particular vendors.
Madam Chair, that we have two A69s, and we had one that was not drawn. We need the longer one, this one. The other A69 does not have to do with durable medical equipment.
And, Madam Chair, just explain again to everyone that House staff draws amendment, Senate staff draws amendment. They could wind up with the same number. That's how this confusion
is. So we want SCH-3167-A69, not H-3.
Right. So what Senator Rest is moving
SCH.
Is SCH-3167-A69. And it's dated May 2nd, the 14th, the one we have at 4:39 p.m. Is that
correct, Ms.
Madam Chair, yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Madam Chair, that's my motion.
Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say nay. The amendment is adopted. And to the base motion, Senator Rest?
And I move Senate Article 2, Sections 23 and 24 as amended by the SCH-3167-A69.
Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say nay. That's adopted. Representative Dabney, did you want to talk to us about I have micro distilleries? That's something we could do.
Madam Chair, thank you very much. We're checking how big our hearts are today, maybe our appetites as well. And I'm wondering, Mr. Chair, how you're feeling about micro distilleries today across the state.
Mr. Chair.
Madam Chair, we had a liquor bill on the floor of the Senate yesterday. We had a good discussion dealing with brew pubs and growlers.
Growlers.
They couldn't do a 64-ounce. At the micro distilleries, could they?
Well, Mr. Chair, I don't think they're allowed to sell bottles directly.
Oh.
The question is, are we going to tax them on the tastes that they're allowed to?
I think we like this idea.
And Mr. Chair, on the before we move forward and for members and for spreadsheet, we understand that at the moment it's negligible and that could change, and we would accept that cost, and Representative Dabney has worked really hard to even bring the cost down within the parameters of the credit. So that's all. We have to stay tuned on that, but it's somewhere between $30,000 and $100,000 possibly, or it's negligible. So we're not sure if it'll be $30,000 to $100,000 or negligible.
But there's not an amendment. You're just moving the provision?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just want to make sure I don't
read these amendments.
So, Representative Downey, your motion is?
My motion, apparently, Madam Chair, is House Article 3, Section 21. And if somebody could just confirm that for me, I'd appreciate it.
So I'm looking to Mr. Michael or Ms. Manzi, someone over there. Or behind me.
Madam Chair, I believe it's House Article 3, Section 19.
That's why I'm asking for a correction. Section 19.
And there was an amendment, the A59.
So it's with that amendment?
Did we adopt the A59? Act then?
Madam Chair, no, it has not been adopted, but just wanted to make the conference committee aware that...
Do we have it?
Mr. Michael, does the House staff think it was adopted or not adopted? I saw a little bit different reaction, and we can readopt it if we need to. But
this is
no, A59 was adopted.
We'll just wait a sec while everyone figures it out.
What?
It's been adopted. Okay.
Yeah. We could do minerals.
I got it.
Okay, Madam Chair, I was
Ms. Pollack.
I was mistaken. It has been adopted.
Okay, so the A59 is adopted, and the motion we need, was it what Representative Downey said or something different?
Madam Chair, it's something different. It's moving House Article 3, Section 19.
As amended.
As amended.
By the A59.
Okay. Thank you for that discussion. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed say nay. That's been adopted. And we can do the minerals article, I think. We've been working with our members. And,
could we do this first?
Sure. Yes. Senator Rest.
I would move our provision with regard to the transit, Article 3, Sections 10 and 13.
Yes. Mr. Chair, so we understand it. We think that's still being scored as negligible. Is that your understanding?
Madam Chair, we think it is, but if it is not, we would figure out some way to accommodate whatever small cost there would be there on our stuff.
Okay. So this is forward-looking conformity.
Forward-looking. You know, you've made a lot of progress with conformity, and I give you a lot of credit for that. And as long as you come around, we're ready to go.
Okay. Discussion. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed say nay. That's been adopted. So that was transit parity.
Two sections. Yeah.
So we want to do minerals.
Oh, just 1 second.
Madam,
if you don't mind.
Yes?
Madam Chair, and this is a question we really need to ask staff what they think about. In the same article section as the transit is the military pay subtraction.
Yours.
And we've been holding on this because we were going to do the two of those together, so we didn't have to draft a separate amendment to split them all out. Should we do the military pay subtraction now?
Yours.
You're talking about the Reps and Murphy
the
provisions.
The Murphy provision.
Sure, we can do that. I don't know the motion.
So,
Senator Rest and Ms. Manzi would probably be able to help
me. And when I look at and then I ask you a question, just to clear up my own mind, Ms. Pollack. So the House Article 4, Section 7 had all three provisions, mortgage indebtedness and transit and the other. I'm trying to figure out where the three were so that we only have to make one motion to deal with them. And we had it in two provisions. So what's the to do both of those together? Are they in the same section anywhere?
Madam Chair.
Those are different.
Ask Ms. Pollack.
Ms. Pollack.
The House Article 4, Section 7 had the mortgage indebtedness provision and the military pay provision. It did not contain the transit parity provision. The Senate Article 3, Section 10, had the mortgage indebtedness provision and the transit provision. If the conference committee wishes, I have an amendment that would adopt the Senate transit parity provision and it would be adopting the Senate language and removing the mortgage indebtedness provision and taking the House military pay subtraction.
In a single motion?
In a single amendment, yes.
Do we have that in writing?
I'd be more comfortable doing them separately than trying to. I thought we just adopted the transit parity, didn't we?
Yeah, they were together when we were talking about them. So, yeah, we adopted the transit parity, which is... In which provision? I just want to make sure.
Madam Chair and members, it's in Senate Article 3, Section 10.
Okay.
And
not 13.
The cross-reference to AMT is Senate Article 3, Section
16. And we need to reconsider to get that right then.
Senator Ress moves a reconsideration.
Great.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. Okay, Senator Ress and Ms. Pollack.
Then I move Article 3, Section 10 with regard to transit parity and Section 16 with regard to the provision for AMT.
And transit parity for AMT.
Yes. That's my motion.
Got that?
Staff have that.
All those in discussion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. That's been adopted.
Okay, then Madam Chair.
You know, I wanted to. If we're going to go to military,
yeah.
No, I wanted to ask Senator, even though it's House provision, if he would like to move that, because I still always think of him as a House member, and he has done so much work, veterans issues, and so Senator Coonan. If someone can give Senator Coonan the motion to adopt the House military pay provision, unless you already have it. Senator Coonan.
I do not have, I'll need that.
Ms. Manzi, can you tell us the motion to adopt the House provision on the military pay?
Madam Chair, you would adopt House Article 4, Section 7, the portion relating to military pay, and also House Article 4, Section 13, the portion relating to military pay.
Is that your motion, Senator Coonan?
That's my motion, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. That's been adopted. Other ideas, Senator Rust?
Well, with great reluctance, anticipating that next year there is going to be an omnibus TOD bill that not only relates to cars, this is for the benefit of DHS, boats, snowmobiles, ATVs, and any other asset I can find that has a license or a title, and we will just see what DHS has to say about that as they send out their repo people. And so I move that we reconsider the action by which we adopted the TOD provision.
Senator Rust has moved to reconsideration. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. We are reconsidering TOD. Senator Rust?
No motion.
Senator Skoy?
Madam Chair.
And Senator Rust, I think they heard you loud and clear, especially that other speech the other day. That was the really good one.
That was a real good speech.
About the woman who was going to go to Mexico. And, you know, Senator Skoy?
While we're making progress, and this is also a money item, do we want to do anything with the runway clearing grooming?
The snowmobiles.
Yes, we do. If the chairman has
one. Representative Davids has a motion, I think, because it is a Senate provision.
Senate.
And he is the one, Representative Davids, has been pushing all of us privately.
Well, yes.
To help on those snowmobiles.
It would have been nice if he'd have talked to me about that. I could have had help from earlier. So
we did. See, I have this whole list where with T's, like, talked about it, but we're not going to do them.
Yeah.
And that one's on there. But now Representative Davids has a motion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would move the Senate, Article 2, Section 15. Now, have we done the E-76 amendment?
Yes. Yes,
we have. Yeah.
Okay. Does everyone understand Representative Davids' motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. That's been adopted.
Madam Chair.
Senator, or Representative Davids.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If I could go back to the TOD. I want to thank Senator Rest, and I want to thank Representative Lynn Carlson for their work on this. I think it's a very important provision. I'll support doing a bigger one next year, but I want to thank Senator Rest especially for that. That should just be done, but I can see where you're going, so thank you.
We don't have the money in the other bills.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I would have one more item on my list.
And
here.
I have a couple.
Good.
And we have minerals article. And so, Senator Skoy.
I would like to think that I made some progress making headway with doing what people want with my discussion with regard to little cigars. And I'd really like to give the advocates what they asked for. And so if you're willing, I would move Senate Article 2, Section 16.
Mr. Chair, I think we can do that as a group. But it pains me greatly, so I sort of want to register my objection before we do it. And that is, as the chief author of the cigarette tax increase, not only, you know, as being the chair that year, I'm also, that was personally my bill, and I felt very strongly about it. And while not everybody in the legislature thought that, I can tell you that Minnesotans were completely behind the decision we made. You can't hardly find a Minnesotan who doesn't support the 2013 cigarette tax increase. We are absolutely saving lives because of that provision. We are making headway, and there's a lot more to do. So any time it might be perceived as some sort of relief there, I just want to put it on the record that that's not what this is. And so it sort of pains me to be even a part of this. I want to be clear for, you know, the Clearway Minnesota, American Cancer, American Lung, the testimony we heard from people who've lost family members. This is a hideous, horrible thing as people die from tobacco. And so I don't want anyone to think that accepting this provision is in any way eroding that, because it isn't. And if I didn't feel that, I wouldn't be supporting this. So, you know, I think we just need to be clear on that. You know, sometimes people just think, well, you know, they're backtracking, and that's really not what's going on here. So I think it's important we just clarify that. Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And as always, I appreciate the work that you do on so many issues, because it's always good, and we always learn from it. So thanks for your work on that last year. Thanks for your accommodation for me this year.
Okay, so the motion, you made the motion?
Yes.
Okay, so everybody understands that provision. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed say nay. That's been adopted. Just double checking. We have minerals. Are you ready to take up Duluth, Proctor?
Have we done the minerals? Are we doing
that? We have not. No, we haven't done the minerals yet. I'm just asking.
Let's do minerals.
Okay. And then I have, let's see, and did we get the PTR in the order we wanted it with the A66? I'm just looking to our staff.
Took it to 6%.
Yeah, and we adopted that. Yes, that's been adopted. Okay.
The amendment was adopted. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. We haven't adopted the whole PTR part. We can hold on that. Representative Dabney, the volunteer firefighters.
Yes, Madam Chair. I would like to move House Article.
Are you not ready for that one?
Nope. Well, Madam Chair, I know we've made some spreadsheet decisions today, and I'm good with that. Do we have kind of understanding from people above us that we're all okay on the spreadsheet or not?
I don't know.
Well,
do we?
I wonder if I might.
Well, let's hold on that.
I wonder if Madam Chair.
Yes, Representative Davids.
Sometimes it's easier to ask for forgiveness.
Well, that's true. And you know what? I think we can say, if that's okay, Representative Dabney, we'll just hold a little bit. What we can say is I think that we are persuaded, although I, just as a person, remain dubious, but as a group, we are hearing that particularly in, it's more difficult in greater Minnesota than other places to recruit and retain firefighters. So I think both sides want to do something on that. Senator Rest.
Yeah. I would, before we adopt that, just to go back and review the language. I mean, I know we're not going to adopt it now, but just to go back and really get what the list of counties or places it would be, so that we all understand what that provision is. Just a brief review before we, at any point
okay.
at which we're going to move on it, let's just go and say this is what it applies to and for how long, and just describe the provision again. That would be very helpful to me, if you don't mind.
Thank you. I have a few more in addition to minerals. Can I get, I already talked about my amendment on the naming of the bridge, so that it's, but I, do we have that, or are we not ready with that? Okay, so we'll take the bridge name clarification, which was the A65. We also have a solar study amendment, A70. Did we do that one? Did you get your study? We already adopted the study.
I think we've done all of that.
Okay, so I think that's done.
We need the A65 on the bridge.
Okay, so can we recess? All the House members are needed to vote. We'll be back in 5 minutes. We're in recess. Sorry. Thank you. We're going to come back. And we have about five things that we can think of. Senator Ress has a technical change. We have the supplemental CPA. We have minerals credit. I have the bridge amendment, which I don't think has been passed out still. And an amendment on the solar that we'll see if the Senate wants. So where should we start? Okay, Senator Rest has something she's going to read into the microphone. Senator Rest, but you got to pull that mic close so everyone can hear you.
This is at the request of Explore Minnesota, and it has to do with the unsession article and also the department request to with regard to Chapter 270C.131. To remove that from the repealers of the unsession article. It has to do with quarterly sales tax reports that are no longer used by Explore Minnesota, but they still want that in the bill, in the statutes. And I believe Ms. Pollack has the correct site, or at least knows the language. So I would just move that. It's just taking something out of the unsession bill. That's all.
Okay, so that's the Rest motion, Commissioner?
Madam Chair, Senator Rest, thank you very much. We really appreciate this clarification on that.
Okay. Does everyone understand that? All those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed, say nay. That's been adopted. Can I get the bridge amendment passed out by somebody?
I want to vote for that.
For some reason, we don't have it. Mr. Michael, do you know where it is? The old Cedar Bridge. We didn't adopt it. We discussed it. Okay, so someone's going to pass that out. Meanwhile, can we move on the CPA, the hold harmless thing on the 11 counties? So, Representative Abney, do you want to move the provision for the CPA, the hold harmless, the 11 counties?
Yes.
Representative Abney.
Madam Chair, I'm just looking for the...
It's old. I'm trying to find it, too. Right here? I have so many lists, Madam Chair,
I'd like to move House Article 1, Section 9. This is the supplemental CPA provision for the counties that got hurt because of changes in particularly ag valuations on their CPA last year.
I want to make sure your staff knows what we're doing, right?
Yep,
okay.
Right.
Okay. Everyone understand that one?
Mr. Silva
or Mr. Paulson, I don't know.
Tracking with us.
And that was not ever amended. That's just the language that's in the bill. Is that correct?
Madam Chair.
Representative Dabney.
Madam Chair, Representative Rest, my memory is it was not amended, and staff is confirming that.
Okay. Everyone have that? Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. That's adopted.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members.
And can I move the bridge that we discussed yesterday? Well, I'd love it if you would.
I will.
Here it is.
I would like to move the A65 amendment to name the new old Cedar Rapids.
No, not the new.
Oh, did I get that
just
wrong?
Just the old Cedar. What it says.
Oh, whatever it says. The old Cedar Avenue Bridge.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. That's the A65. Does everyone understand that one? Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. That's
Can
been adopted. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Do we need an underlying motion?
I do not know. Mr. Michael, was that it, or do I need something else?
That's it.
That's it. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate that so much. And then I have minerals.
Just to be precise, could Mr. Michael tell us exactly where that goes in the bill?
Mr. Michael, where does that go in the bill, the A65 that we just adopted?
Madam Chair, Senator Rest, that will go in the miscellaneous article.
And Madam Chair.
The funding for the signs is in the local development article, but this is naming the bridge, so we put it in the miscellaneous article.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
And Madam Chair, that was an identical to a Senate provision. That we just amended.
Oh, good. Yes.
Senator Whitman worked hard on that.
Yes, she did. She really did. Thank you. Appreciate that very much. Can we go to minerals or is, the A70 for solar? What did you all decide?
You have to wait just a little bit longer, Mr. Sylvia.
Maybe after recess.
No. We didn't know that Mr. Sylvia was wondering about that. Those Rangers.
Yeah, it's really something, isn't it?
So what would the two of you like to do on the A70 solar amendment?
Madam Chair, do we have hard copy of the
I think we do. Don't we all
amendments?
Have it? A70?
I just want to make sure we have that before we go there.
I have one.
All right.
Do
Madam Chair and Mr. Chair.
From the retiring room.
Oh, God.
That's what I thought. Aren't you glad I sold most of it?
And can I just say before Representative Dabney starts, if we need amendments handed out on the minerals article, we should just hand them out now because we're going to go to them next. And then we will have them if there are any. I know there's a Radinovich three of them. So we should get those amendments passed out. Representative Dabney.
Madam Chair, Mr. Chair, I have the A70 amendment, which was produced.
Sylvia was interrupted and didn't hear you about the amendments. Try again.
Pass out
the amendments. Handing out? Okay, they're done. Sorry.
Great. Thank you. Representative Dabney, on the A-70.
The A-70 amendment was developed by House staff. It's intended as to repeal the current language that we've already adopted on the study of energy-producing systems and insert this language. It's just a little tighter, I think, a little clearer for folks to implement.
Mr. Chair?
And Madam Chair, I wonder, do we need to reconsider what we've already adopted, or is it all dealt with in this amendment?
Madam Chair?
Mr. Chair.
Madam Chair, if you look on 1.3 of the A-70, it deletes Section 33 and inserts this new language, so I would trust that would suffice.
Very good.
Mr. Chair, would you like to move the A-70, or would you like me to?
Go ahead.
Madam Chair, I'd like to move the A-70 amendment.
Discussion of the A-70. Does everyone understand? This is cleaning up that energy study a little bit.
And where does it go in the bill?
Mr. Michael, where does it go in the bill?
Madam Chair, it would go in Article 1, Section 33 of the Senate version of the bill. It's on page 9 of the side-by-side.
Article 1, Section 33 of the Senate bill. Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say nay. The A-70 is adopted. Right. Now we're seeing minerals. And I would look to Mr. Sylvia and Mr. Michael and Mr. Hines to tell us what we should be adopting first. And Mr. Chair, the study we're not doing that. So is it 2 plus Radinovich? Mr. Chair.
Madam Chair, I did have some conversations with Senator Saxhog with regard to the fiscal disparities study, and the legislators are going to work with House and Senate staff and the department to see if they can come up with some ideas without doing a formal study. So I think we've made some progress there, and we don't need to do the fiscal disparities study to study the study that was done last year.
Mr. Chair, I'm just looking to Ms. Locke and Mr. Furness if they know who the House author was for the study.
Enzels.
Oh, okay. So do you know, is Representative Enzels okay with that?
Yeah, they had a conversation
okay.
This morning.
Okay. So
former Representative Solberg has been working on this with those folks.
Okay.
And they all are on board.
Okay. So we're not going to do that. But what I have in my notes is, and I need some help here from staff, I have A-60, A-74, and A-85. The A-85, I'm wondering if this is Representative Radinovich's provision, the A-85. Mr. Hines?
Madam Chair, that's been incorporated into that. The Radinovich provision has been incorporated into that by Mr. Sylvia, if he wants to.
A-85?
Madam Chair, on line 1.34, I think that would be the article of interest.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
I would like sometime to have a tour, a field trip, for the conferees to these places, Silver Bay, Grand Rapids, La Prairie, Cohasset, Falcon Township, McKinley, Marble, Nashwauk, Babbitt, Hoyt Lakes, Aurora, Silver Creek, Calumet, Nashwauk Township, Bewabic, Cuyuna, Morse Township.
Bring your fishing pole.
Let's have a field trip.
Yeah, you know, Madam Chair.
And they can pay for it.
Mr.
Chair, what do you think?
At $60,000, we're saving them.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Chair.
Both Senator Gazelka and I have been or are on the IRRRB board, so we could host. Don't you think we
Let's do that.
Madam Chair.
House conferees and Senate conferees.
I think our conferee
should host. Oh, well, absolutely.
Madam Chair, can I get appointed to the IRRRB?
No.
No.
swift no into the microphone. Was that Senator Gazelka who said that?
In that regard, Rangers stick together.
Madam Chair, talk about piercing the corporate veil. Fillmore County had iron mines in it for years up until about the early 1960s. And if you go through our historical site in Spring Valley there, Fountain, there's quite an interesting history of the iron mines in Fillmore County. So I would always ask Representative Rukavina if he'd allow us in, and I can't repeat to this committee what he would say.
I think that, let's add that to the field trip.
Family-friendly.
Field trip.
Madam Chair, perhaps yes. We could have our own fishing opener. Everyone else is having one. So.
Oh, touche. That was good. That was very good. So should we adopt then the should we adopt the A85 and then the whole article? I think just some direction from nonpartisan folks what we should do. Mr. Sylvia, what should we do?
Madam Chair, we should adopt the three amendments and then the underlying article sections as amended. Earlier, I believe last week, one of the mineral sections was adopted. This was the Rock County aggregate tax. So we would then adopt the sections as amended by these three amendments.
Yes, we do want our northern legislator to.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, as the northernmost legislator on the House side, I would like to move the A85 amendment for adoption.
Okay, discussion on the A85. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed say nay. That's been adopted. The A85 is adopted. Representative Dabney.
Madam Chair, we can go in reverse numerical order. I would like to move the A74 amendment to be before the conference committee.
Okay. A74, do all the conferees have that? Commissioner, everyone has that? Discussion. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed say nay. The A74 is adopted. Representative Dabney.
Madam Chair, I'd like to move the A60 to be before the conference committee.
Discussion. Commissioner, okay? Members, okay? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. The A60 is adopted. Does that, Mr. Sylvia, Mr. Hines, Mr. Michael, have we covered the minerals article?
We've covered the amendments. We would need to adopt the provisions.
Okay. So
the rest of the provisions.
Yes. And our motion, Mr. Sylvia, should be?
Madam Chair, members, it would be to adopt Senate Article 4, Sections 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6, as amended by the A60, the A74, and the A85 amendments.
Senator Gazelka, is that your motion?
Sure.
You got all that?
Yep.
Okay. Does everyone understand it? Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed
aye.
Say nay. That is adopted, that article. Okay. Mr. Chair.
Madam Chair, I have on my list a DOR technical fix that I have not scratched off. We don't need that anymore?
No, okay, so that's Mr. Chairman, that can be dealt with as a general instruction to make grammatical corrections at the end of the conference.
Thank you, Senator Rest.
Okay, and I just want to say, and if anyone on either staff or any conferee right now or the department is thinking of something we're missing that we can do quickly before we recess, I do want to say that the House has some ideas to share with you on the sliding scale exclusion, some different approaches, and I will get those to you. Madam Chair,
I had the Senate staff and House staff visit on that. Mm-hmm. I have a feel for what it is. It's a moratorium, and I'm not very interested in that.
Okay. Well, maybe we can talk a little bit during the break. And does anyone else see anything else? Duluth, are you ready for Duluth? You want to wait on that? Anybody have things that are that we're just missing? And we're working on the firefighter item, House and Senate together, trying to get that to work a little better. You know, and I actually think the addition of some areas, if we can't do the whole state, the addition of some areas will give us some good compare and contrast to, and one of our staff mentioned that you know, if you just have it in one part of the state, you just have more information if we tried a few places. So I think that's a good addition to put some more areas in. So, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And you, as you know, the Senate had a broader approach to this issue, and you know, I think maybe stepping back and trying to learn a little bit about what would be helpful and encouraging people to help out their communities by working on their volunteer firefighter departments is good. But we also want to have it so that it is representative of more than just a small area of the state. So let's see if we can come up with some thoughts there and move forward on that maybe this afternoon. Huh?
Okay. Sounds good. Anyone else? Anything jumping out? Anybody's got one that's easily? Miss Templin, you're look. No. Okay, I saw you loud and clear there. We're going to talk about that more. Others? No. Anything that people can think of? I don't have anything. I'm wondering what the. Is this part of my. Oh, yes, that's the. That's what I was just talking to you about. That's an attempt on the sliding scale. We dealt with all that. I don't have anything else at the moment.
See, Madam Chair.
Mr. Chair.
Just for clarification,
yes.
We had a mistaken amendment passed out, the House, A69, and I know we do not need that. I just want somebody to tell me that we don't need that, so I'll throw it away.
We don't need it.
Okay.
Okay, so if you have a random A69 conferees, you don't.
It's a House 69.
You don't care about it.
We don't
it's a
need.
House 69. We don't care.
Throw it away.
Okay. Last list. Did we adopted the cigarette provision?
Yes.
Transit parity and kitties and puppies and medical device, ranger provisions, micro distillery, and we're working on the volunteer firefighter provision. Okay. We're going to recess. Anybody have a thought? I have no idea what's going on in the House and how long we're going to be on the floor. Do you know about the Senate? Okay, so we'll just go with it, the call of the chair, and
But we are going to meet later.
We'll be back. Yes. Okay, great. So thanks, everyone. We're in recess.
Thank you all.
Thank you. We're going to call the Tax Conference Committee back to order, and it's May 7th, 2014. And should Representative Davids do it? He found it.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, we need to have a motion, members, from Representative Davids, just
Madam
in case.
Chair, I move that if we go to midnight on the 7th, that we can extend the conference committee of the House and Senate Committee on Taxes for 1 hour. It would take a two-thirds vote of both sides. It would be four from each side.
Does everyone understand that?
We
think we'll be done before that.
I would hope we're done before
that. But all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say nay. That's been adopted.
Thank you, Madam Chair. That's good to get that out of the way.
Okay. And as much as we're feeling good, I think, Commissioner, and all of us as the conferees, that we've gotten somewhere, it's important that we not feel rushed at this moment. Okay. So, Mr. Chair, how would you like to proceed?
Well, Madam Chair, I have four language amendments that I think we should adopt.
Sure.
Two of them have been around, and Senator Rest has one. First of all, the A94. It's a House, no, it's a SCH amendment.
Dealing with what?
It's dealing with the disparity reduction credit, moving up to 1.6 and adding Ortonville.
It's over here.
Mm-hmm. It's coming. Got the signal over there. Mr. Hines has given it to Mr. Beltrandi, and he's coming up behind you. So here comes.
Madam Chair, what I was thinking we would do is adopt this provision dealing with these disparity reduction credit for the border cities, and then if we could adopt the North Dakota study language after that, would that be okay? Those two, I've always kind of had them tied together. In
yep.
My
using orange.
This is the A67.
Hope that's right.
It says disparity reduction.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
No,
that's what
right.
I wrote down.
Yeah.
We don't know that we have the right amendment. A67.
But where's Ortonville?
It's picked.
Mr. Hines, is Ortonville in the A67?
Okay.
We're just trying to make sure it's in there.
Yep. Madam Chair, it is. It's just not explicitly stated. It.
Okay. I see it. I see where it is.
Where is it?
1.7.
Yeah.
In this one here.
So he must have there.
That would include me.
Okay. So.
Madam Chair, I would withdraw the motion on the A94 and in replace of that move. The A67 amendment dealing with disparity reduction credit, where we are changing that from the current 1.9 to 1.6, and also changing a city eligibility.
And can we have the site side by side?
Mr. Sylvia or Mr. Hines, do you know where on the side by side we'd find these provisions?
Is it House or Senate or whatever?
Madam Chair, it's on page one of the side by side. It's House Article 1, Section 3.
So first let's stop the amendment, the A67. Discussion, all those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed, say nay. The A67 is adopted, and did you want to move the base piece?
Let's move, I don't have it in front of me, Senator.
Well, it's House Article 1, Section 3.
I would move House Article 1, Section 3.
As amended.
As amended by the A67.
Is that on here? But that's not on
here. Yeah, that's down here on number 12. Is that what members see?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And staff?
Yes.
Number 12? Okay.
As amended.
Okay, so number 12, Senator Skoy moves House Article 1, Section 3 as amended.
Yep.
Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. That's adopted. Mr. Chair.
And then, Madam Chair, we have a couple of language amendments dealing with AIS. One of them is the A81. Mr. Sylvia is shaking his head. That's been changed also.
Madam Chair, and members, it would just be the A102 now because of the change being proposed.
Oh, okay. So the A81 is incorporated into the A102.
Does anyone have the A102?
Scott, Ben's had it.
Thank you.
Then, Madam Chair, is the Aquatic Invasive Species Prevention Aid language that we have been working on this year. It is now no longer a county program aid, but it is an aid administered by the Department of Revenue.
On the A102, do we need the base on there?
It's number two.
Okay, so you'll do number two after the A102. So let's first move the A102. Does everyone have it? Still coming around, some of the staff. The new aquatic invasive species prevention aid from Senator Skoy. Everyone have it?
Does Representative Torkelson want to move that?
Have to.
You think so? It's his improvement to get it
well,
into the...
No, Rep. Torkelson, do you want to move the A102? Okay, so on the A102.
Chair, I move the A102.
Perfect. Rep. Torkelson moves the A102. Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. That amendment, the A102, is adopted. Senator Skoy on the base motion.
And then
number two.
I would move Senate Article 1. Whoops, here we are. Mr. Sylvia.
Madam Chair, members, because this is a redraft of a new aid program, it would effectively replace the provisions that appeared in the Senate bill, which were tied to county program aid, so it would just be the A102.
We don't need to adopt the Senate provisions.
Oh, so we're fine. They're all in this amendment. So we're done.
We did.
Just the 102.
So we're done?
Just 102, yeah.
So we want to make sure, Mr. Sylvia, on the record that by adopting the A102, we have completely adopted the aquatic invasive species. We don't need a further motion.
Madam Chair and members, that is correct.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative
Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Madam Chair, we have a language, the A106. And, Madam Chair, this is a modification of the sliding scale where the exclusion would be for utilities less than 75 megawatts.
Hmm?
I would move the A106.
Does the commissioner have that one yet? So we have the A106.
I got
the
miles of that.
And that is Senate Article 1, Section 6. Is that
no, this is also a delete.
Oh, it's replacing it.
Just, you know, I'm just waiting for the commissioner to always get them.
Madam Chair, Mr. Sylvia, does the A106 replace Article 1, Section 6?
Madam Chair and Senator Rest, yes. It deletes the current Section 6 and replaces it with the new Section 6, but it's both the sections are dealing with a sliding scale exclusion.
It will both be at Article 1, Section 6 of the Senate bill.
Madam Chair and Senator Rest, that's correct.
Okay. Okay, so on this Senator Skoy A106 discussion, all those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed say nay. The A106 is adopted, and don't need a base one on that. So that was number one. Mr. Chair.
And Madam Chair, if Ms. McQuay wants to walk us through a motion on administrative appropriations now, or would you prefer to do that later, Ms. McQuay?
Mr. Chair, members, we can do that later at the completion of the committee.
We have a lot of...
Sure. So Senator Rest has one.
Okay. Senator Rest.
Madam Chair, I have the A104, and it addresses the Senate's provision with regard to the temporary education credit. It would be doing only Senator Chamberlain's provision on dyslexic parents of dyslexic kids, so we're not doing mine. And lines 1-6 through 1-8 are just what has to be added for part-year residents for any credit. And then we took Representative Slocum's suggestion of the report that the department will make come back both to not only the chairs of the tax committee, but also the chairs of the education committee. And that is an amendment to Senate. Which number is it on here?
Eight.
It's to eight. And it's already marked as 104.
Okay, so first on the 104 amendment, if everyone's following along on the cheat sheet, it is we're working off number 8, but first the amendment. Senator Rest moves the A104. Discussion. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed say nay. The A104 is adopted. Senator Rest.
And then, Madam Chair, I would move Senate Article 3, Section 21 as amended by the A04.
Madam Chair.
Ms. McQuay? Ms. Pollack?
Just for the record, the A61 was also adopted earlier with regard to Senate Article 3, Section 21. Just for the record, that the motion would be to adopt Section 21 with the A61 and the A104.
The A61. That's my motion.
Okay. Everyone understand that one? Discussion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed say nay. The motion is adopted as amended.
And one more.
Please, yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I was planning on adopting the North Dakota study language when we did the disparity reduction credit, and I was going to check that I do that.
What's your...
The North Dakota study language is Senate Article 1, Section 32.
And I think that had an amendment in there, too.
Ms. Pollack, was there an amendment to number 9, or Mr. Sylvia?
Madam Chair, members, we did earlier adopt the A44 amendment.
So on the Senator Skoy motion, as amended.
Article 1, Section 32, as amended with the A44.
Discussion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed say nay. That motion has been adopted.
Chair.
Yes.
Should we do Duluth and Proctor?
Yes, we should. I think Representative Dabney might want to do that.
He
worked really hard. Okay. And you know, Mr. Chair, Representative Dabney made that original proposal a lot better project, actually. So I think people, you know, it was tightened down. So, and I think we need Proctor, too.
Yeah, I think, and you know, members, it's the committee work's important on this stuff. I mean, a lot of good work is done.
It was really nice to have the lieutenant governor come in and advocate for her home city. It means a lot to us.
Representative Dabney.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move
House Article 3, Section 21, as amended by the A47 Amendment. House Article 3, Section 22. And Senate Article 2, Section 27.
Okay. So we have, everyone have those? That's the Duluth Food and Beverage and the Duluth Lodging.
And Proctor.
And Proctor. Yes.
Food and Beverage.
And
no
the
lodging.
Proctor. No food and lodging. Beverage. Discussion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed say nay. That motion has been adopted. Let's see. What next?
Oh, let's look up your list for a while. Sliding scale. Do we do 5, 6?
Maybe. I think the volunteer.
First responders?
First responder.
That's firefighters.
Firefighters?
Yes.
Do we need just a what? Should we just move it? Do we need a brief staff re-sentence explanation? Oh, yes. Do we need an amendment?
Let's let staff explain the amendment and what it's going to be like after the amendment's adopted. Okay.
Great. So who would you like to do that? Ms. Manzi or Ms.
Whoever worked on it.
Is it coming now? Here it is.
It's whoever worked on it. I don't know who worked on it.
We have it.
I think Ms. Manzi and Mr. Paulson, I'm not sure.
It's your provision. Yeah.
No, I know. But it was staff who did it together. So.
Thank you.
I think that Representative Torkelson probably wants to move the A101. Or Senator Gazelka or these folks, and then we'll get a description.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd be happy to move the A101 amendment.
I would think so.
Description now, or do you just want to get this adopted?
Whatever you want.
Let's get this adopted in the order we want it. Discussion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed say nay. The A101 amendment is adopted. So then we need a motion for the provision, correct? Ms. Manzi?
Madam Chair, yes, you would want to be clear that the A101 is replacing the A56, which was previously adopted. The A56 related to the original House language, and then this is the new language discussed by the conferees earlier today.
Do we need a motion?
Do we need to move number 14 as well, these motions? We're looking at a cheat sheet that has House and Senate language, Ms. Manzi.
Madam Chair, what you would want to move would be House Article 1, Section 1, as amended by the A101.
Right.
Representative Torkelson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move House Article 1, Section 1, as amended by the A101.
Discussion. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed say nay. That's adopted. One sentence description, Ms. Manzi, of what happened there? Two sentences?
Two. Thank you, Madam Chair. The House provision had a pilot area consisting of 7 counties in south central Minnesota. The pilot has been expanded to consist of 14 counties in total in 4 different areas of the state. They're listed on the first page of the A101. There are some other technical changes, but that's the main substantive change. And the revenue impact of the provision in the outbiennium roughly doubled in size as a result of the changes to the counties that are included.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
You know, Mr. Chair, the public, I think, just we are so lucky to have all these people who work in the Department of Revenue in the House and Senate. It's just amazing things they do, and this is just another example. And they're just so, we're so lucky. What else would you like to take up, Mr. Chair?
Well,
Representative Dabney probably wants to do Ag Homestead and Property Tax Refund and LGA, unless you want to do something first.
No, let's do those and then.
Madam Chair, do we have amendments for?
I do not know.
Well, we do.
Mr. Beltrandi seems to think we do.
Mr. Beltrandi?
Trandy. Beltrandy. Is that right? First name is very interestingly spelled while he's passing out. His name is Mars, spelled M-A-A-R-S. Did I have that right, too?
Thank you.
Interesting. Very interesting name. Unique. And, of course, excellent at what he does, like everybody else around here.
Everybody else.
Yes.
Okay. Madam Chair, I'd like to move the A-74 amendment.
I sent it to Jamie.
This changes the Ag Homestead credit.
Okay. This is just to get it in the shape we want it. Discussion, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. The A-74 amendment is now adopted.
Then, Madam Chair, I'd like to move House Article 1, Sections 2 and 10, as amended by the A-74.
Does everyone have that motion? We're on number 10. Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. That motion is adopted. Representative
Madam Chair, I'd like to move House Article 1, Section 11.
Anyone have that? No amendment needed?
And that's been already amended, correct?
Yeah.
It's
already been amended.
What was the number of that amendment?
You know, I have noticed a pattern this year. The Senate tracks amendments, and we don't. We're just watching you track them. So I don't know the answer to that.
Madam Chair.
Ms. Manzi does.
Madam Chair, Senator Rest, I believe it was the A66 amendment. I'll look through my pile and verify that.
Okay. And I shouldn't say the House staff, of course, is tracking them, but the House conferees are not.
Madam Chair, I have got to tell you that I have learned so much from the opportunity to serve with Senator Rest. And okay. She is teaching me detail like I never knew that I was going to be capable of.
Thank you.
And it drives me crazy.
Okay, on that motion, does everyone understand that? Discussion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, say nay. That is adopted.
And then, Madam Chair, do we have an amendment on the LGA adjustment? Yep, that's a yes.
There was no amendment.
It was easy.
Oh, I didn't get that.
Didn't we do the spread reduction?
I just wrote it down.
Oh. Right. Didn't we do the. We didn't do proper.
Oh, yes. Yes,
didn't
that's
we do
right.
The
spread
reduction?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, seven.
Oh, Miss. Oh, we on. Did you have?
Yeah.
Sir. Madam Chair, I'd like to move the A-78 amendment.
On the amendment.
No, Madam Chair.
Yes, please.
You know, I'm happy that we're visiting this because one of the things that I have commented about is that it is good for the legislature to take a look at what's happening with the formulas and if they need an adjustment and what inflation is doing. And so we're taking a look at the LGA and making the appropriate adjustment, as I think it is very good that the legislature is doing that. And thank you for your work, Representative Dabney.
Madam Chair, thank you, Mr. Chair. Someday. But we're grateful for this progress on LGA tonight.
Yes. On the A-78, discussion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed,
aye.
Say nay. The A-78 is adopted. Representative Dabney.
Madam Chair, I'd like to move House Article 1, Section 6, as amended.
Anyone have that? Discussion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed,
aye.
Say nay.
Aye.
That is adopted. Senator Rest, were you going to work on number 4?
I have an amendment there.
Okay. So it looks like we do. Number 4.
So we had the 76, right?
It says it has, but
here
I don't know.
Here it is.
Oh, right here.
Is it?
Oh, I'm sorry. This
here
is
we go.
76. And, Madam Chair, this addresses the issue of instrumentalities that are to be included in a local government sales tax exemption with a delay of the date for the implementation for Met Council to December 31st, 2016. And otherwise, Ms. Pollack is going to give me the details on the second page of the amendment.
Ms. Pollack.
Madam Chair and members, Would you like me to go through the changes on the second page of the amendment?
Yes, you would.
Beginning on line 2.12 to 2.16, there's a explicit list of items, the inputs to goods and services to which are taxable, and so this would provide a finite list of those items. Accordingly, the language in paragraph E beginning on 2.33 to 3.3 is stricken. And as Senator Rest alluded to, beginning on 2.20, there is a new definition of local governments. That definition would contain the Senate language as it came into conference committee, except removing the Metropolitan Council for the period of calendar year 2016. Until that time, the definition of local governments would stay the same as it is in current law. And then beginning in January 1, 2017, the definition of local governments would be inclusive of all of the entities that were included in the Senate provision as it came into conference committee.
So basically it is the Senate's language on instrumentalities with the delay for Met Council and the House language with regard to the exempt, non-exempt. Okay. So it is, in essence, if there is such a thing for tax policy, it's a Senate's language with regard to the definition of instrumentalities, except the provision relative to Met Council is delayed until December 31st of 2016, and then there's a reference to the statute to include Met Council following that. And then it is the House preferences for the exemptions and inclusions.
Ms. Pollack, please.
Madam Chair and Senator Rest, I would just note there was one change to the House language on inputs to goods and services, and that is that health and fitness centers was removed from this definition. And this provision would be effective June for sales and purchases after June 30 of 2014.
That's it. Like it?
Does everyone understand that? Good work. Senator Dietzick.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Can I just get clarification? I believe the Three Rivers Park District is covered. Are they covered?
Yes. Ms. Pollack.
Madam Chair, Senator Dietzick, yes.
Thank you.
Other questions?
That was a yes. They are covered.
Yes.
By your
definition.
Another
example of a provision that took so much work from so many people. So long. Thank you, Senator Rest.
Sure.
Other discussion on this? If not, all those in favor say aye. Opposed,
aye.
Say nay. That has been adopted.
Madam Chair.
Commissioner.
I just wanted to say thank you so much for this, the hard work on this provision, Senator Rest, but all the members. This is a really difficult. I know we remember Ms. Starr's recitation of the issues, but thank you so much for the hard work on this. And we know we can help make this provision work more effectively. Thank you.
Good. We know you'll do your best. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Representative Davids.
If I could just have a second for the whole committee here. It's not on the list here, but it's one that's very important. It's actually a Senate provision that I'd like to move. And it has to do with tax reciprocity.
We haven't adopted my motion yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, we haven't?
I thought we did.
All those in discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. That has been adopted.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator
Rest. Senator Rest. Okay. I thought we had.
So,
Madam Chair, I would. This is the issue. Before I move it, this is the issue of tax reciprocity, the language that we had discussed in the committee before, and I believe that the commissioner spoke favorably of it at the time. I'll just take it before so we talk about it. Madam Chair, I'll move Senate Article 3, Section 15, page 21 of the side by side.
Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Representative Davids, I am so pleased that you're supportive of the Senate's good work. And I think we'll be establishing a trend that you'll be supporting our good work.
Doing that right
Could you
now?
Say the slide again?
Madam Chair, it was Senate Article 3, Section 15. Senate Article 3, Section 15, page 21 of the side-by-side.
Madam Chair.
Mr.
Is there anything
Chair.
Else I can say, Representative Davids?
I think you summed it up beautifully.
Thank you.
Does everyone have that reciprocity? Discussion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed say nay. That has been adopted.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members.
Yes. Mr. Chair.
June accelerated.
June accelerated. I don't know, Mr. Chair. And I don't know if there's amendments on that. I kind of don't think so. But
so. I see they're waving over here.
I guess so. Who would you like to talk?
Well, they're all looking down now.
It's the same.
Madam Chair,
Chair,
I would move House.
Senate.
We're working on the House file.
House get everything.
Article 3, Section 5, 6, 18, and 20.
Have that? On the Chair's motion, discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. That motion has been adopted.
Thank you.
So we left off the list. I was told by Ms. McQuay has a note here that says we don't have the DPS admin, but I think we should do DPS and DNR ahead of DOR, don't you think?
I think so.
Because revenue is our agency that we care about.
Commissioner Brands or whatever the other.
Who are the DPS and DNR? Yeah. So do we have the DNR motion and the DPS motion? They're blank.
They're blank.
Can help us with that.
Ms. McQuay.
Madam Chair, Mr. Chair, if you would provide staff direction and you make a motion on the spreadsheet, I think we could staff could work together to write the appropriation language to conform
perfect.
To
for
the spreadsheet.
DOR, DNR, and DPS.
I thought it was motions on the provisions. I understand it now. So your motion, Mr. Chair, or is Ms. McQuay telling us your motion?
I think she needs to tell us our motion.
Ms. McQuay?
We're over here.
I think, have we adopted that?
Ms. Pollack or someone?
I think you would direct staff to work together to conform the spreadsheet to the to the language, and if there were points in the spreadsheet, we could point you to the appropriations, and that would help for the record point out where the what the appropriation numbers should be.
We're going to instruct staff to conform to the spreadsheet to adopt the administrative appropriations as per the spreadsheet. And
okay.
And Mr. Chair, those begin on page 8 of the spreadsheet that was just passed out tonight.
Okay, so we have that. I'm just going to say the spreadsheet into the record, Mr. Chair, if that's okay.
Yes, I think that's
it is the one that says 2014 session, Omnibus Tax Bill, House File 3167, Conference Committee Report, and the file I have says file last revised on 5-7-2014, 9:38 p.m.
Yes.
That's the one everyone's looking at. Okay.
Yep.
So on your motion, Mr. Chair, for those three departments, discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed say nay. That motion is adopted.
Great.
So are we down to the spreadsheet?
Can I go back to something?
Sure. Madam, Ms.
With
Senator
regard
Rest.
To the instrumentalities sales tax provision, with the A76 amendment that we adopted, and then we adopted a motion, but I want to make sure it was a motion to the House, or it was a motion to the Senate, or was it a replacement?
Ms. Pollack.
Madam Chair and members, the A76 amendment was a delete everything, so it would replace the House section.
So it replaces Article 3, Section 12. Is that correct?
Madam
Chair. Of the House.
Senator Rest, yes.
And the Senate is set aside. Okay. That's just a clarification of the action that we actually took. I just want to make sure.
Okay. Thank you for that. spreadsheet?
Spreadsheet.
And what would you like to do about that? Do we want someone to tell us quick, or do you just want?
I think we should have somebody.
Okay, so
Ms. McQuay or somebody could come up.
Ms. McQuay and Ms. Templin and Ms. Schill.
Could come up and
we split them. Yep. And I think we don't need a lot of detail, but we need to know what's on here. So if they can join us at the table, that would be great. And, of course, conferees know that our intent, and commissioner knows, is to adopt the spreadsheet.
Yes.
And as people are hearing this, I don't think there are any other motions.
Do we move the spreadsheet?
Other than this, you know, everyone be checking Mr. Michael. For the Senate? Nope, we'll just take him for the House. We'll fix your, we'll write your purpose statements next year. But you know what? We love the agenda. That said,
that was good.
That we're adjourning at 6:15. Purpose, because the meeting's over.
The meeting. it was the meeting to end the meeting.
The meeting to end the meeting.
The meeting.
Either way, it was beautiful. And thank you for whatever brilliant person came up with that. We got a good laugh.
It was fun. It was a joint effort.
Very nice. Other than that, while as they go through the spreadsheet, members and staff, please scour your notes and your little sheets of paper that we all have to look for anything we've missed. In the meanwhile,
Madam Chair,
Senator Rest.
Do we need a motion also to direct the staff to make technical and grammatical changes working with a reviser?
Yes, we do.
So I would make that motion.
Yes. And the department.
And the department.
Everybody.
The grammatical and technical reviser type things.
Yes. Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. That motion has been adopted. Ms. McQuay, Ms. Templin, who wants to start? First page.
Madam Chair, I can start with the revenues on the summary page. See general fund revenues, the total for the fiscal 14-15 biennium is minus 52.657 million. And for the tails, there is a revenue reduction of 38.880 million.
For spending, Madam Chair, members, line 13, total expenditures for tax aids and credits, $50,571,000 for 14 and 15, and for fiscal 16 and 17, $79,686,000.
Madam Chair and members, the total general fund changes for the first biennium are 103,228, and in the second biennium, 118,566. For the published targets, that puts you 97,000 under target in the first biennium and 434 in the second biennium.
Madam Chair, I should also note that this spreadsheet just shows the general fund changes. We don't have the non-general fund changes published yet, but we will have that by tomorrow. Oh, they are on here. Excuse me, they are on here.
Update.
Yep. Moving on to the first provision on page 2 of the spreadsheet, a line 29, there is a House provision that's the extending the military pay subtraction to the active guard. That's $3 million, revenue reduction of $3 million in the current biennium and $4.3 million in the tails. To the next provision, that is the on line 33, it's the accelerated charitable contribution deduction for the Philippines, the typhoon. The revenue impact is zero in the current biennium.
Qualified transportation fringe benefit income tax subtraction beginning in tax year 14, that's a negligible cost to both biennium. And then Senator Rest had the and Senator Chamberlain, the refundable credit for reading and for tutoring for students with disabilities, and just the credit for the expenses relating to tutoring was accepted by the conference committee.
And then beginning on the
second page, there's a series of income tax interactions for provisions that we'll discuss later in the property tax portion of the spreadsheet.
Touched.
For the estate tax section, you can see all of those provisions had no general fund impact. Moving on to the sales tax area, starting on line 60 and going moving to page 4 of the spreadsheet on line 65, there is a provision to reduce the June accelerated payment from 90% to 81.4%. That cost or that revenue reduction stayed the same from both the House and the Senate versions at $23.460 million in the current biennium and a reduction of a little more than $2 million in the tails. In addition to that, for June acceleration, the threshold has changed from $120,000 to $250,000. Again, these cost estimates didn't change from what the House and the Senate passed at $16.7 million in the current biennium and $1.5 million in the tails.
Then for the local government exemption, we just adopted an amendment, and as Senator Ross pointed out, it was in essence, it was the House portion of the list of local government activities with the Senate portion of the expansion to all instrumentalities. I would note that the effective dates are different from anything that came into conference committee for the expansion. And so the list of activities, the cost is $150,000 in the first biennium and $340,000 in the second biennium. And then the expansion doesn't occur until the second biennium, and the revenue reduction there is $31,000. Then both House and Senate brought in the governor's policy to...
$31 million.
Thank you, Senator Rust. Then both bodies brought in the exemption for modifying the threshold for nonprofits. The revenue reduction in the first biennium is $60,000 and in the second, $340,000. Both bodies also brought in the coin-operated amusement machine exemption, $210,000 in the first biennium and $520,000 in the second biennium.
On line 74 of this spreadsheet, there is the sales tax exemption for construction materials provided for by a private donation for a library addition by Representative Swedzinski. That has a revenue reduction only in the current biennium of $72,000 with no impact in the tails. Moving to line 77, that is the voluntary compliance program for the animal shelters. That was amended in the conference committee, and the impact, the revenue impact is still unknown. Line 78 is a no-cost provision for exempting presentations accessed digitally. Line 79 is a no-cost provision for the Greater Minnesota sales tax exemption with modifications. Line 80 is a Senate provision.
Line 80 is the medical device exemption retroactivity. This was accepted in conference committee with an amendment to limit it to certain refunds. The revenue reduction there is $1.1 million one time. Then on the next line is the NCSL sales tax exemption for a revenue loss of $62,000. Both the House and Senate had the fixes for the data center and the biopharmaceutical facility, and those both had a zero cost. The Senate then had the exemption for certain snowmobile clubs for their trail grooming equipment, and the revenue loss there is $280,000 in the first biennium and $570,000 in the second biennium. Continuing on to the other tax and non-tax items, the June acceleration that was changed in the sales tax was also paralleled for tobacco, cigarettes, and alcohol taxes. The loss in the first biennium for those were $120,000 and $5.2 million in the first biennium and negligible and $120,000 in the second biennium.
Line 92 of the spreadsheet is a House provision brought to us by Representative Dabney. It's the micro distillery tax credit, and that cost is a negligible in the current biennium and in the tails.
The cigarette excise tax rate was modified to eliminate the second tier for a revenue
reduction of $50,000 in the first biennium and $100,000 in the second biennium. The total revenue change then, and there were no transfers in that the conference committee accepted. The total revenues in the first biennium, $52,657,000, and in the second biennium, $38,880,000.
Moving to page 6 of the spreadsheet. This is tax aids and credits. And just a reminder that positive numbers are increases to program expenditures. Negative numbers are decreases to spending, which means cost savings. On lines 112 through 120, you'll see property tax refund changes. I'll draw your attention to line 115 with the renter PTR. Conference committee accepted an amendment to have this back up to 6%. So that means the impact would be $12.5 million in fiscal 14 and 15 and $100,000 in fiscal 16. This is virtually how the changes left the division report in the House for members. Moving on down the page, we have local government aid changes. You'll see on line 125, there's an additional appropriation of $10.1 million in each fiscal 16 and 17, and the associated PTR interactions on line 126. This is also an item that would have an income tax interaction, $380,000 in the tails. You'll see on line 127, LGA aid losses calculation. That is the technical change that we did. And on the following line, the forgiveness penalty for the city of Bluffton.
Oh, I forgot about Bluffton.
Then on line 132, there was a PILT distribution modification. The correction was for the wildlife management lands, and that carried a cost in the first year of this biennium. $71,000.
Moving down to county program aid changes, line 137 is the CPA hold harmless at $740,000 in fiscal 15.
Then on line 142, the aquatic species prevention aid was out of the CPA program and is an aid program for the first year at $4.5 million, and then the program is that the aid is equal to $10 million each of the following years. There's a PTR interaction, and then as well as an income tax interaction associated with that program.
Moving on to page 7, line 146 and 147 is the transition aid for the bins and tanks tax exemption. $190,000 total impact. Moving further down the page, line 157 through 159 is the disparity reduction credit. On line 158, you'll see that the conference committee accepted a change, a change in the credit from 1.9% to 1.6%, adding in the city of Ortonville. That cost is in the tails at $4.5 million per year. There's also an income tax interaction with that. Moving further down the page for the new agricultural homestead credit, lines 161 through 167, I'll draw your attention to line 164, where the one-time supplemental payment has been adjusted slightly for a payment up to $205, not to exceed net taxes. That amount is $16.9 million in fiscal 15. The ongoing adjustment to the ag market value credit did not change. That is on line 165. There's also an income tax interaction of $600,000 in the first biennium and $1 million in the second biennium. Further down the page, property tax changes. Line 173 is the disabled veteran homestead value exclusion, extended from 5 to 8 years with an impact in the tails of a negative $310,000.
On page 8, line 175, is Representative Dabney's solar energy systems property tax exemption. There is no cost to that item.
Then on line 177, Senator Saxhog had a market value exclusion, and that was changed today with an amendment. It limits the sliding scale exclusion for electric power generation. The cost is unknown in the next biennium. Then the Cedar Lake Helena Township was adopted early on for an unknown cost in the next biennium. Senator Metzen had the EMS special taxing district modification. This is just a PTR interaction at $10,000 beginning in fiscal year 17. The Rice County Hospital District elimination, this is a PTR interaction. This bill was signed into law already, and we're hearing it here on the spreadsheet. The savings there is $40,000 in the next biennium.
Lines 197 through 199 are the DOR, DNR, and DPS administration lines. For DOR administration, fiscal 14-15 is $2.5 million and $1.2 million in the tails. DNR administration for the AIS program is $400,000 in fiscal 15 alone, DPS at $40,000. In 15, and then a slight amount continuing on in the tails. Line 201 on page 9 is the volunteer retention stipend aid program, and you'll see the adjustment there that we did for the additional counties. Impact is $3.2 million in the tails.
Then the studies beginning to be listed on line 206, the North Dakota oil production study, the impact on Minnesota, $250,000 is appropriated for that. And then the property taxation of energy producing systems, the appropriation there is $150,000. Then there's the workforce housing grant pilot program for Roseau and Pennington at $400,000 in fiscal year 15 and $1.6 million in fiscal year 16. Madam Chair, that concludes the general fund portion, and I'll just direct your attention to the non-general fund portion, and
that I don't know. Probably not.
There's some
sure
minerals changes regarding the IRRRB funds. The cost to both of those funds is a net zero, and then the state airports fund has a zero cost for the airport aircraft registration tax modification that was adopted early on. And then as far as the natural resources and arts funds go, I won't repeat all the provisions there, but they were in the sales. We discussed them in the sales tax portion of the general fund, and these would be the costs associated, and the total cost to that, the revenue reduction to those funds is $2.33 million in the first biennium and $2.14 million in the second biennium. Madam Chair, that concludes the spreadsheet.
Thank you, all three of you, so much. Just, I think, for the record on the tape, so it's as we heard in the end, you know, we didn't need every non-mining item provision reference in the mic because we've adopted them, and all those non-general fund, lots of detail there that we didn't have needed them to go through line by line, which is good. It is a 16-page spreadsheet for the record, because we're going to adopt that so we know. Discussion on the whose motion was it?
Have we made a motion on it?
I think we have. Mr. Chair?
Sure. Be happy to. I would comment that I am particularly pleased with the work that Senator Gazelka did with Baxter and Brainerd. I think, you know, just paying a little attention to these things and helping those communities really was helpful to those two cities. And they're going to deal with this on a regional basis. They're going to get to fix their airport up now with their sales tax. They were wondering what they're going to do. It was really good work, and it's just one of those things when I drive through there, I'm going to be happy to play a small part in that community's work moving forward. We do a lot of that. All these little provisions at the end, you know, those are all important to those communities. It's just nice to be part of that.
You know, Mr. Chair, I'm glad you mentioned that because I really like that these 10 conferees and all the staff didn't do what I think happens around here too much, which is to just take provisions as they're introduced and put them in bills and vote them out. There are so many provisions that were dramatically improved by taking the best of both bills, by using all the staff here to fix them. Because if you look through, like, the economic development article, almost everything in there changed because people came up with a better product by listening to what the House and the Senate passed and then kind of putting the best thing they could together. So a lot of work from a lot of people. So, Mr. Chair, your motion is?
I would move that we adopt the spreadsheet as we just were walked through by Ms. McQuay and Ms. Help me with the names. But I don't have a number.
Templin and Schill.
Ms. Templin and Schill, file last revised on 5-7-2014, 9:38 p.m.
Okay. Discussion. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed say nay. That is adopted. What else? Anybody find anything yet? Well, I guess then we should talk about what we're going to do next.
Do we need to direct staff to fix technical issues?
Okay, we already adopted.
Did that one.
Okay.
Anybody else? Can anyone else think of a motion? So maybe we should just talk for a minute then about the plan of when we'll meet again. And I'll just say on the House side, if I may. We view this as closed for all practical purposes as far as people lobbying us to reopen it for things. But, not closed from the leader's perspective. We haven't signed the report. We understand that the people above our pay grade, Governor and Senate Majority Leader Bach and Speaker Thiessen, may have unfinished items that they want to, and Representative Dowd and Senator Hand.
Sure.
And so they may have some things that they're working on that, they need to come back to us.
That may be appropriate for this.
May be appropriate for this bill. Sometimes they're not even, but, sometimes that's how it works out. we need to do work when they all come to agreement, but other than that, I feel that this tax bill is finished. Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you for your work all the way through. Thank all the conferees for this and certainly thanking the staff. But I agree with you. From my perspective, I'd like to think that we are going to send this off to the reviser. They're going to do their work. Maybe we should think about relatively early on Monday morning, and that way 12-hour layover. What do you have, 12-hour, 24-hour?
We have something when you get down to X amount of days before you go, it speeds up, but I think that's a ways out. So, something.
But let's think
about it. It changes.
Let's see how it goes, and we'll just kind of tentatively think maybe Monday morning sometime.
And the Department of Revenue is going to comb every bit of this, too, and
sure.
So we need to know. We'll find some things. It'd be great if we could fix them ourselves instead of in the revisors.
Yeah, I would like to think we could.
So unless there's something else, again, thanks to everyone. Mr. Chair, you are the next. You'll hold the next gavel, and you're thinking on Monday at this time. Representative Davids.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As the minority lead, I would just like to thank all the committee members here, and especially the chairs, Chair Skoy and Chair Lincheski. I was hoping as we went through this process that this committee would give me something and Representative Torkelson to go back and sell to our caucus, and you've done that. And so now we will see how many of the minority caucus that we can deliver to support this bill, and I think it should be quite large. So thank you for your work.
Please take us off.
As the minority representative for the Senate, it was truly an honor to work with you as Madam Chair and Mr. Chair. I think it's how it's supposed to work. I just want to thank you all for that.
Thank you all. Others, if not, I am going to adjourn, and I guess Senator Scoy, you'll have us back on Monday, is what we think.
All the motions are done.
Else. And we'll take time to thank the staff once again when we come back, but unless there is anything else, Commissioner, thank you. We are adjourned. Thank you, members.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.